This God, now wow, this our God. I am so amazed at how my thoughts, my desires, God is translating them into miracles, translating them into actual things that happen. So the one that really shook me, it's been a kind of a battle. Yeah, like a to and fro, like a seesaw process to finalize a business deal. And I was getting so exhausted with the process. Oh God. I would talk to God about it and I would say, Lord, if I had said or emailed or done anything that has caused this to delay, I'm sorry. But what shocked me was how God went behind the scenes to talk to somebody else about this deal. And then I didn't know who they were. They contacted me. I was a bit surprised. They didn't get the answer they required. Then somebody else in their department contacted me and said, oh, by the way, I'd like to finish up on this issue. Can you email us back and do such and such? And what I've been waiting on for about 3 months, they wrote me back and said, okay, they will try and finalize the issue that were outstanding. The issues that were outstanding. I have to be careful about the English. And before I knew it, the deal was completed. And I head back and got some kind of a confirmation that I was back on track, in a sense. It's just that, like I'm learning now, there's always one or two battles to fight in this life. So while that one is being won, another one has emerged. Anyhow, the God that got me through the first one, he will surely encourage and push me to the next hurdle. I am so grateful to God. I don't even know how to express my thanks sometimes. It amazes me. So, something very personal happened today. We were all traveling in the house towards somewhere in the east. Yes, east. And we were leaving the house at different times. I still don't know how God reconnected us to the point that we took the same train, met each other on the train. Because we had all booked our tickets at different times, it didn't look like we're going to be on the same train at all. I was just minding my business, sitting in my own seat and planning my trip and then getting to the station to get the train to go up north. And the next thing, I'm jumping to the carriages and there is one of the family. I thought, well, there's no point searching for a better seat. I might as well just stay there. And we chatted and arrived together. Isn't it amazing? They had taken a different turn. They had to do some errands. And here I was. I'm so grateful to God for today, allowing us to arrive at the time we did, so we didn't miss the whole program. Thank you, Lord. Is there anything that you've been asking God to do that's just eating away at your heart, your mind? Maybe you can ask Him. Ask Him to turn things around. He's such a faithful God. He hears, He speaks, He answers prayers. Okay, thank you for listening. This is Ariola again with Mini 5. Have an amazing week. God bless you.